Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. And He is light. And there is no shadow about God. There is no gray. There is no inkling of darkness at all. Just light. Or just truth. There's not the least bit of falseness about Him. That's why if you worship Him, you must worship Him how? In spirit and in truth. One of the worst mistakes you ever made in all your life was to tell a lie. When I get to talking about this, it comes up in my spirit and it's so big, it's difficult for me to express, it seems. But friend, whatever happens, tell the truth. If it costs you, tell the truth. If it costs your relationship, tell the truth. If it costs you money, if it costs you a job, tell the truth. Because the most important thing is you and God. Your relationship between you and God. And I'm telling you, God has never been, will not be, any partner to any part of a lie. Will not be. He hates it. You should hate it. So here in the midst of this move of God, they tell a lie in front of all the people. They lie to God's man, Peter. They look him in the face. Lie. And the Holy Ghost took it personally. Didn't He? He said, you lied to the Holy Ghost. He said, you have, the last phrase in verse 4, you have not lied to men. What? But unto God. Well, he says Holy Spirit, then he says God. Is the Holy Spirit God?
Yes.
You can't lie to an impersonal entity. He's a person. Can the Holy Spirit hear you when you talk?
Yes.
Certainly. Does He know if you're lying or telling the truth?
Yes.
Certainly. Can He be grieved? Can He be vexed? Can He be insulted? We looked at Hebrews 10. Done despite to the Spirit of grace. He can be insulted. He can be blasphemed. He can be lied to. But those who love God and those who reverence and respect the Holy Spirit would never lie to Him. Never lie to Him. It's one of the biggest problems. You know, Jesus, one of the biggest things that He strongly condemned and spoke against was hypocrisy. And hypocrisy literally means pretending, play acting. It's one reason that many outside the church despise the church. Because they've seen so much junk. They see people get up and talk one way and live another way and pretend and lie and steal. And they do it themselves, but they expect better out of us. They think it's a double standard. It's not. But we are to be examples too.
Amen.
But we must be real. I've had privilege to be around some spiritual people. In my estimation, some of the most spiritual. And in every case, without exception, they're very real.
Amen.
Very genuine. Amen. I told just recently, they had asked over at Rhema about writing something that... some experience with Brother Hagin that stood out to me. And I jotted this down. I've told some of you, but I'll tell it again. This is one of the first crusades that Brother Hagin took Phyllis and I on a number of years ago. And he was going to have me speak. Well, man, the anointing was strong. It was a wonderful meeting. Place was packed. There was people that couldn't even get in the building. It's over on the West Coast. And Phyllis and I just thought, boy, we're in the glory. We're in the glory. And we're riding to the meeting with the Hagins. And on this particular time, Miss Aretha, and Phyllis and Brother Hagin were sitting in the back seat all, and I was sitting up in the front seat with the driver. Brother Hagin is sitting right behind me. Well, it was quiet. And I didn't want to say anything, you know. We're just sitting there smiling like the cat that got the canary, thinking, man, we're riding to the meeting with the Hagins. Whoo, man. We got it. We're in the anointing here. We're in the glory. All at once, he reached up and grabbed the back of the seat. I'm sitting there and start shaking it and shaking it, going, whoo, whoo, whoo. I mean, he's shaking the whole car. And then he grabbed it again. Woo! Woo! I mean, a lot louder than what I'm doing. In the car. And he said, boy, did you feel that? It's our first time to be with them on the meeting. I thought to myself, oh God. No. I didn't feel a thing. I'm thinking there, now here I am, he's having this amazing experience, and I don't discern a thing. Finally, I said, no, sir, I didn't feel anything. He said, me neither, and started laughing. Started laughing. All of us laughed. I thought many a time, now what if? Huh? What? Truly spiritual people are not put-ons. At all. They're not phony. They don't try to make up something if it's not there. And what if I'd have said, yeah, whoo, whoo. Yeah, man, whoo, glory. Now that you say it, whoo. Well, see, I'd have been foolish. Right? And I would have displayed unspirituality. Friend, when it comes to the things of the Spirit, when it comes to the gifts of the Spirit, when it comes to revelation, you either have it or you don't. These things are real. They're not products of people's imagination. Though some people try to manufacture these things, and they're counting on folk not knowing God enough, well enough to know whether it's real or not. There is the real. Amen. And there are people who know the real. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And I don't want any junk. I just want the real. How about you? Just the real. The real. Oh, because the real is so wonderful. God is real. His presence is real. His glory is real. His Spirit is real, and to be respected, not lied to. Go with me quickly back to Exodus, please. Everybody say, reverence the Holy Spirit. Now I want you to see a problem that these guys made. He said, you hadn't lied to men, you lied to God. And Ananias, when he heard those words, he fell down and gave up the ghost. I mean, right there on the spot. Dead. Died. That's quick. Everybody ought to be making a note. Don't do this. Right? Don't do this. Don't do what? Did they think they were lying to the Holy Ghost? They thought they were lying to men that wouldn't know. But the Holy Ghost did know. And the Holy Ghost in the man caused the man to know. Right? And then the Ananias is dead. Right now. It's interesting too, because the Bible said that the young men came and wound him up. Lying will wind you up. And took him out. No viewing time. Not notifying the family. Buried him. They picked out the spot where he was buried him right then. Amen. How many believe the church can operate in the same and even greater power and place? Well, then we're going to see things like, you know, hopefully not too many people dying like that, but things where the Spirit of God is moving, and it's not so much men's plans, and we'll take care of that, and we'll do that. And how many understand? Nobody said anything about this either. The family didn't show up at Peter and said, "Where'd you bury him? How come?" Oh no, everybody was scared to talk to Peter. They didn't pop up there and go, "You didn't ask us." See, all this yeah and stuff is because of a lack of respect for God. People feel too free to run their mouth. No fear of God. No reverence of God. But the Bible said after that, great fear came on all of them. And if the church needed some 2x4s at the sawmill, they were, "Yes, sir, here, take some extra 2x4s. Now, it's exactly how many we told you, and even 3 extra ones. Don't worry about it." Even sinners. Why? Because people are falling dead because of lying. We say we want the mighty and strong move of the Holy Spirit. This all goes together. When the Holy Ghost is so real and He's moving so strong, we best respect Him too. He's God. Now, He's gracious. We don't want to be afraid of Him like you would a storm or something, but you should respect Him. And you don't lie to Him. You don't lie to Him. In Exodus, I believe this is the 14th chapter. No, 16. This all goes together, but just go straight to 16. Y'all got a few more minutes? Or? Exodus. You know, people have the mentality, millions do, of going to church, you know, kind of like they go to work. You go, you do your time, you go home. And I did my thing. Well, no, you're supposed to get something when you go to church. Right? You're supposed to get something. You're supposed to get a supply of the Spirit. Your spirit's supposed to get fed. You're supposed to get faith enhanced. Amen? And then you take it with you. You don't just go and go, "Oh, times, let's go. We were there." Well, it's kind of like reading your Bible. Somebody said, "Well, I read, you know, 12 chapters. Excellent. What'd you get out of it?" "Well, I read them." "Well, what'd you get?" No, it's not just reading. It's not just the words bouncing off your eardrums. You're supposed to be getting something. Getting something. Everybody say, "I'm getting something. I'm getting good things."
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Reverence the Spirit, Part 3, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1026. That's R1026, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.